when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
This is a new song for me, and it's about those kinds of relationships that are not easily defined. In a very unusual way, one time I needed you. Maybe it lasted an hour, but somehow it will never end. In a very unusual way, I think I'm in love with you. In a very unusual way, to cry. Something inside me goes weak. Something inside me surrenders. And you're the reason why. You're the reason why. Don't have a clue. You can't tell what it's like to be me looking at you. It scares me so that I can hardly speak. In a very unusual way, I am what I am to you. There are times it appears I won't stay, I never go. Special to me in my life, since the first day that I met you. How could I ever forget you? Once you had touched my soul. In a very unusual way, you've
Well, that might be an unusual way to celebrate our 9th year on the air here at Broadway to Main Street. But actually, since that's one of the most beautiful songs from the 1982 musical 9, I think it's entirely appropriate. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. Iconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the 2020 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. And that, of course, was Barbra Streisand in concert, singing, you know, one of the few songs from the end of the 20th century that sort of transcended the Broadway stage a little bit into pop culture and concerts and recordings and stuff like that. So I thought today, as I said, it's our 9th year on the air. How about that? That 9 would be the perfect show to lead in with. This is an extraordinary show. I mean, there really is not a show like it in the history of Broadway. A little bit, you might say, like Sweet Charity, because they're both based on Fellini films. But Maury Yeston's score and the way it was staged originally in 1982 by Tommy Toon on Broadway were both so inventive and owed nothing to the kind of formulaic conceits of old-time Broadway. It went wherever it needed to go, not the least of which was the fact that it pretty much had one male actor playing the lead, Guido Contini, the world's greatest film director, based on Federico Fellini, played by Raul Julia in the original production, a couple of boys, and then this astonishing all-female cast, and it has gone on to have several other productions worldwide and be made into a movie. But let us begin at the beginning, as they say. It all came from the fervid, rapid, cinematic imagination of Federico Fellini's film 8 and a Half, which was called so because it was, he had directed 8 full-length movies and co-directed a 9th. So he called it 8 and a Half, and it was a marvelous fragmented version of cinema italiano in the 1960s, and it had a fantastic score of its own by Nino Rota, who was his great musical muse. He went on to write, obviously, the score to The Godfather, but the music he wrote to Fellini's films are so indelible. I think we'll start with the Passerella from 8 and a Half by Nino Rota as a way of warming up. Well, let us turn to Maury Yeston's extraordinary score after that, Aperitif. It's set in a spa in Venice. It was what we call a unit set back in the day. And everyone in Venice clamors around the arrival of the fiercely talented, inventive, and immensely conflicted film director Guido Contini. This opening is from a concert version in 1992 that was done in London, starring Jonathan Pryce and a lot of wonderful women surrounding him. But I think it's a fun way to start our look at 9, the musical.
Everything he does gets world attention, whether it's that he's or a miss. I was going to tell you this evening.
Your producer says you haven't even started it.
That's ridiculous. Where is she?
Oh, she's in Paris. She's trying to find you. And does your wife know you're traveling with this woman?
This is my wife. Carl, my God, what are you doing here in Venice?
I had to see you right away. I'm staying at the Albergo Colda, numero
5-5. 5-5.
I have wonderful news to tell you. I'll be waiting.
Guido, was that Carla?
Carla? No, no, my love, that's all over with.
Guido!
Claudia, I've been trying to reach you. I need you for my film.
Signor Contini, telephone, line 7. It's from Paris.
Claudia?
No, it's Lilian, your producer, remember me?
Oh, yes.
I still haven't seen the script. What are you doing in Venice?
Well, I'm scouting locations.
I see. That must mean that the film's going to be shot in Venice. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wonderful.
The toss will be...
So, she's coming here.
The toss is full.
Now what do we do?
He sketches costumes.
We've got to Paris.
And that's not all. He writes the subtitles.
Signor Contini, telephone line 5. It's the Hollywood Reporter.
Louisa, please help me!
I would like to be here. I would like to be there. I would like to be everywhere at once. I know that's a contradiction in terms and it's a problem. Especially when my body's clearing 40 as my mind is nearing 10. I can hardly stay up and I can't get to sleep. And I don't want to wake tomorrow morning at the bottom of some heap. But why take it so seriously? After all, there's nothing at stake here, only me. I want to be young, and I want to be old. I would like to be wise before my time, and yet be foolish and brash and bold. I would like the universe to get down on its knees and say, Guido, whatever you please, it's okay, even if it's impossible, we'll arrange it. That's all that I want. I am lusting for more. Should I settle for less?
I ask you, what's a good thing for if not for taking it to excess?
One limitation I dearly regret. There's only one of me I've ever met.
I would like to have another me to travel along with myself. I would even like to be able to sing a duet with myself.
I would like to be here,
sing along with myself in a song.
To be there,
walking down a lane now. Everywhere,
everywhere,
everywhere. That's a contradiction in terms. I want to be here with counter, here melody in the hair.
Top of the morning to you, Guido, 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 me.
I want to be Bruce.
It is sad. I would like to be Christ, Mohammed, Buddha, but not have to believe in God. And you know I mean it with all of my heart. It's the end if something important doesn't start. I want to be young, but I have to be old. What I want is a tale of sound and fury that some idiot went and told. I would like the universe to get down on its knees and say, Guido, whatever you please, it's okay. And if it's ridiculous, we'll arrange.
That's all that I want.
See what I mean? Raul Julia. We pivoted very brilliantly from Jonathan Pryce to Raul Julia in his Tony-nominated role. Boy, he was something in this show. He was always something. A wonderful documentary about him on American Masters that you can look up, I think, probably still streaming online. But you, what an inventive, crazy, psychological opening number for a character. So embedded in the character, it's actually called Guido's Song. But being an attractive, inventive, famous film director in Italy in the 1960s means you attract a lot of attention. And in addition to having a very devoted wife, Luisa, he has a very athletic mistress named Carla. And here is the version from the revival with Jane Krakowski, who won a Tony for Best Supporting Actor. She was already fantastic, but this made her into a superstar. And she came dangled down from the flies, wrapped in a bedsheet, pretty much nude. I'll never forget that. What a moment in the theater. But Nine is full of theatricality. So let us go to the song called A Call from the Vatican with Jane Krakowski from the revival.
Pronto.
Signor Contini, telephone. Go ahead.
Guido, I was lazing around my bedroom when an idea occurred to me I thought you might be wondering about. Guido, who's not
about my film. It's from the Vatican. Go ahead, Monsignor.
Coochie, 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 coo. I've got a plan for what I'm gonna do to you. So hot, you're gonna cheeks till you say ow, and I can hardly wait to show you how. Guido, who won't care if you come to me tired and overworked? I won't. Bambino, who knows a therapy to beat what you can get from me?
That's one telephone number I wish I had. One of the great conceits about Nine that happened in its very long evolution, it was conceived in Maury Esten's brain in the 70s, and then it went to the O'Neill, I think, the O'Neill Theater Center, and had a workshop, and then Tommy Toon came in, et cetera, was it eventually arrived, as I said, with this immense all-female chorus. And initially, though, the film producer who backs Guido Contini's movies was a German man. I think his name was Weissnicht or something like that. And that didn't kind of make sense after a while, the more it evolved. So Tommy Toon and Maury Esten said, maybe if it were a woman film producer, what would that be like? And the character was changed to a French woman named Liliane Lafleur, and Liliane Montevecchi played that part to great acclaim. I think she won a Tony in the original production. But, folks, have to tell you, I find her utterly undistinguishable. She has such a strong French accent. So let us go to a great song about France, but sung by Chita Rivera. Who could be better than that, than the revival? So this is the film producer's vision of what Guido Contini's movies could be like if he had a sense of humor and a sense of fun.
Le cinéma today is in a crisis. Directors are so existentialist. The movies are not worth their entrance prices. If no one sings a love song when he's kissed, Contini, I want a musical. Love cannot be love without listening. A string, a clarinet, a saxophone. Take a lesson from this old Parisian and the finest entertainment she has known. Folie Bergère, what a showing of color, costume and dancing. Not a moment of life could be more entrancing than an evening you spend the Folie Bergère. Folie Bergère, not a soul in the world could be in despair when he is glancing at the fabulous stage of Folie Bergère. Sing of the footlights bright and gleaming, les striptease like Cancan will adore. Life is too short without dreaming, and dreams are what the cinema is for. Folie Bergère, la musique, les danses, les soleils, la lumière, la petite jolie scène de belle bouquetière. C'est la belle passerelle des Folies Bergère. Oh, des mystères, le spectacle tout à fait découvert.
The trouble with Contini, he's the king of mediocrity. He's a second-rate director who believes in his Socrates. He never makes a movie or a picture or a flick. He makes a film, get it, a film. A typical Italian with his autobiography, a mixture of Catholicism, pasta, and pornography, a superficial womanizing, moderately charming, and fraud.
Grazie.
Prego. And what are his movies about? Just beauty, truth, death, youth, love, life, anguish, angst. Thanks to him, we have boredom at the movies.
Grazie.
Prego.
Darlings, Folie Bergère,
la danse, la soleil, la lumière, la
belle
passerelle,
la belle passerelle de Folie Bergère,
Thank you.
modern ideas, I simply compare. Wanderera.
At the Folie Bergère, the answer to what you are after, the music, the lights, and the laughter of the Folie Bergère.
Well, life isn't all fun and games for Guido Contini. He has a marriage that's very essential to his life and his identity, but it's fraying due to his multiple distractions. Here is a wonderful song from the show. It is from this London concert recording. It had 168 people. It hasn't really, really been staged in London in any kind of major production. And I'm playing this because Anne Crum, who played Louisa in that version, passed away in 2019. We didn't get a chance to recognize her in our 2019 Remembrance show, but here is a wonderful performer singing a wonderful song about a very beautifully expressed emotion.
Mrs. Contini, is there any truth to the rumor that your marriage is in jeopardy?
None whatsoever.
Everything he does gets well and well.
My husband makes movies. To make them, he lives a kind of dream in which his actions aren't always what they seem. He may be onto some unique romantic theme. Some men catch fish, some men tie flies, some earn their living baking bread. A little crazy, making movies instead. My husband spins fantasies, he lives them, then gives them to you all. While he was working on the film on ancient Rome, he made the slave girls take the gladiators home. Some men buy stocks, some men punch clocks, some leap where others fear to tread. My husband, as author and director, makes up stories in his head. Best. Some men read books, some Some shine their shoes, some retire early when they've seen the evening news. My husband only rarely comes to bed. My husband makes movies instead. My husband makes movies.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Contini.
I remember Saint Sebastian with a memory most unkind. I can hear the bells I heard when I went there, inside the church, inside my mind. The bells of Saint Sebastian only ring once in your ears, but if you're very young when you hear them, their sound can last 100 years. But the music of the ringing was the music of our singing when we were singing carols. Of us at St. Sebastian, no longer young and not yet old.
But why did you go to her?
To see what she was like.
Each day at St. Sebastian in the classroom we would hear that devils lurk behind every corner. If you tried to look, they would disappear. The nuns at St. Sebastian try to teach the facts of life, explaining there are two kinds of women. One was a whore, one was a wife. But the music of the ringing was a different world that opened through our singing when we were singing carols. Sounded down the nave for all the souls of little boys at St. Sebastian, too young to save. Kyrie eleison, eleison, Christe eleison, eleison.
You brought such shame on us.
For lunch at St. Sebastian, country cheese and buttered bread.
A prayer we never learned, sung in Latin. Then a midday nap in a makeshift bed. Then the music of the ringing. Then the music of our singing. And we were singing gay. Sebastian, they never spare the rod. But in the music of the bells at St. Sebastian, we look for God.
Thank you.
And the curtain comes down at the end of Act 1 of 9. Although I don't think there was a curtain. I'm trying to remember back to 1982 when I saw it. What a stunningly staged show by Tommy Tune. That was Raul Julia from the original Broadway version, and I think it's worth taking a moment to recognize the astonishingly subtle and clever orchestrations by Jonathan Tunick. And those of us who love that kind of thing always think of Jonathan Tunick as synonymous with those great Sondheim shows, but he did a bunch of shows, and he certainly elevated 9 to a very, very high level with his work. Well, this is Ari Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, and we're celebrating our 9th anniversary with what else? 9, the musical. A great show. I'm glad we waited 9 years to do it. It's a show and a score I like very much, and people have done a lot of interesting things with it. Here is from the second act of the revival. It had Antonio Banderas as Guido Contini, and he has this, what would we call it, a mental block, and it breaks, and he figures out what his new movie is going to be because he's in Venice, and his star actress Claudia, played in the revival by Laura Benanti, mentions that he's sort of like Casanova, and what better idea could there be than someone Fellini-like making a movie about Casanova in Venice. Anyway, here is the brainstorm of Guido Contini as expressed by Antonio Banderas.
Contini's a mix of the flops and hits because no one is willing to film a romantic spectacular. Then I'll use the vernacular. And he says furthermore that the presence of war, by historically speaking, more interesting subjects are myriad in a period, period. Contini contends that the past makes the present look dull and a fast. Let other directors investigate sectors of image and meaning once commonly thought of as current, cause they're yelling and weren't. Contini suggests that today's not the best, but that yesterday's better, and longer ago is still better, etc., etc. And now I have found the right location that perfectly suits this new creation. A picture so broad and serpentining that it will contain a world of meaning. And it's already here in front of my nose. This is the answer to what I propose. Venice by day, Venice by night. Right where I am is terrific, right? Annoy his present wife. His drums, his plaintive pastoral. On the Grand Canal.
Look at the people in the square. Look at the steeple in the air. Can you deny that it's a stunning view? Faces are brimming with delight. Children are sweeping late at night. Why don't you try that?
She's a leech. True, she once in a while destroys a marriage, but other than that, she's really a beat. Sweetest, the sweetest navigator.
On
Well, this leads into a whole phantasmagorical sequence about Casanova, in which Contini's mistresses play Casanova's mistresses, and it gets complicated, but hey, it's Fellini. We won't hear all of it. We don't have time. It's such a wonderfully voluminous score. And one of the interesting things about Nine, for those folks who care about this kind of thing, is that it was released on an LP with very, very limited amount of music. And then it came out on a double cassette with a lot more music. And then 2 years later, the CD came out, but it couldn't include all the two cassette music. So it was less than the two cassette. And they finally released a two CD. Anyway, there's an awful lot of music from Nine. Maury Yeston went back and forth a lot of times and kept tinkering with it and adding things and adding songs depending on who was in it. And it was not inevitably, but happily made into a movie. It was not a big success, with Daniel Day-Lewis as Guido, and Maury Yeston wrote a new song for it called Cinema Italiano, which I think is worth hearing. It's got a great Nina Rota kind of pop to it. So here is Kate Hudson from the film version of Nine.
I love the play of light, the way Contini puts his image through a prism. I feel my body chill, gives me a special thrill each time I see that Guido neorealism. I love the dark and handsome guys with their skinny little ties, dressing mind, looking out of sight. I love to watch them as they cruise with their pointy leather shoes, wearing shades in the middle of the night. Whatever Guido does, it makes me smile. He is the essence of Italian style. I love the glamorous Latin world, but only Guido can portray Contini's cinema Italiano. I love his cinema Italiano. He makes me feel with cinema Italiano. My life is real with cinema Italiano. He is the king of cinema Italiano. Those scenes I love to see from Guido's POV. There's no one else with his unique director's vision. His angles wide and tight, each moment feels so right. Defines Italian style by only his decision. I love the speedy little cars, the hip coffee bars, the sleek women in Positano. Guido's the ultimate uomo romano. Shades in the middle of the night, speedy little cars, hip coffee bars, sleep, women in Positano. Ecco il re del cinema italiano. Questo è il cinema italiano. Nella mia anima, nella mia anima, nella mia anima, cinema italiano. Bianco nero.
Well, if Nine gets revived again, which I'm sure it will that song make it into the stage version? Who knows? Well, one thing I do know in the story of Guido Contini, that his wife, Luisa, has definitely hung in there with him through all his ups and downs and transgressions. And one of the great moments of the show is she realizes that she's frankly had enough. And in the original production, which we'll hear, the original recording, Luisa was played by Karen Akers, who was known only as a cabaret star, a great cabaret star, and she really earned her stage chops with this number, an unforgettable moment from the towards the conclusion of Nine.
About your need to travel, now go off, unravel on your own. Oh, find some restaurant attendant, go show her how independent you have grown. Keep you one more day. There isn't any sort of price that you could pay. There isn't any sort of word that you could say. There isn't any sort of magic to avoid this tragic comic little play. We need to play. Be on your way. Rewards will be my fee. Go off and live your petty fictions full of blatant contradictions you can't see. And what will be is that you'll leave. And you'll take with you all you own from A.
Cameras roll. Problem is the subject, there's no pleasant way to treat it. Problem is the author's lust control. How I wish it didn't have to be so, but we cut the losses starting now. Strike the sand and keep it for some sideshow. Tell the cast and crew that they can all go. Find another genius, I can't be one, I'll become one. I can't even tell how I'd begin. Help Louisa, help me mama, help me someone. Here's a place where I have never been. We go out in space with no direction. We go at a loss for what to say. We go with no intervening actors. Guido at the mercy of detractors. Guido here with no one else but Guido.
That was Jonathan Pryce as Guido in his sort of final cri de coeur. Well, we banged around the score to Nine. We went from Broadway to London to the revival to the movie. That's very Fellini-esque to do things in a kind of broken up kind of way, don't you think? But let us go to the revival and then to the original Broadway for the finale, when Guido meets his young self at the age of 9 and realizes it's time to grow up and move on. Thanks for listening for our beginning of our 9th year to The Score from 9.
Someone else ago, how I need you so, and I've been the last to know it. Guido, caro mio, time to go off on my own. You belong in your mother's arms. of us in our place will be fine. I'll be 40 and
where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.